That sounds weird. Okay, that's at 30 hertz. Now, 50 hertz modulation. Well, there's good output level. Very, very low carrier input level at that. So, the interface is quite sensitive. 70 hertz modulation. Let's try a bit higher. Okay, that's now 100 hertz modulation. It does sound rather odd. I'm just going to turn the carrier off for a second to see what the leakage is like with your carrier.
That's no carrier. There is some leakage. It's not perfect. But I've got no nut on it to switch it, so it's not too good.
Right. Yeah, that's back to level 100 and still 100 hertz. Just to try shutting that off for a sec and go to, say, 150. Okay, that's 150 hertz. Because once you get up to about 300, it's into speech band, which could give some weird effects. Let me just try that, go quite a way up. In fact, I'll make it 350.
350 hertz. That's strange. It's hard to tell what this really goes on. It does sound different. Right,
okay.
The
trouble
going right now, say 5 or 10 hertz.
10 hertz. You can just about count the modulation cycles it is. Right. Okay, try a bit lower. Okay, that's 5 hertz modulation. Switch it down a bit to about 2 or 3 hertz. 2 hertz. yeah, I think that's pretty good in order, but that. Okay, that's back to 100 hertz, so my voice should at least be something like intelligible. Anyway, I think that does show it works quite reasonable. Naturally, the one challenge is a stereo board, the way I built it. I don't know if it for sure it's an original circuit, but I've never seen any mention of it. I believe it well could be. Okay, right. So, around with an unmodulated bit, probably.